advocates for crime victims have taken the first step in putting a proposed constitutional amendment on Ohio's ballot this fall. Kathy Harper Lee, the executive director of the Ohio Crime Victim Justice Center, says it's needed because it would ensure victims get rights that are equal to their offenders.
It wasn't providing the protections that victims so desperately need because there was not an enforcement mechanism.
She says sometimes victims suffer a second time because of the way the justice system works.
There was one particular case. It was a rape case. The case had been drug on for 3.5 years from the time that it was indicted. We represented the victim. We went in to file a motion on the victim's behalf to object to the substantial delay in prosecution. And the judge ignored the motion and actually went on to further penalize the victim. Rather than setting it for trial, the judge then continued it for 8 months. We filed a second motion, making a stronger argument that the victim has the right to be able to protect their rights. The judge penalized the victim again and set the hearing out another 10 months.
Crime Victim Services Executive Director David Voth says that case isn't unique.
There are violations of victims' rights in probably every county, every day, in some way or fashion. Either someone's not getting notified, or they're not being allowed into the courtroom, or they're not allowed to wear a memorial button when they are supposed to be allowed to, not ordered restitution. There's just constant violations.
The crime victim advocates say this proposed constitutional amendment is meant to change that. It's called Marcy's Law, named after a California woman who was killed by her ex-boyfriend in 1983. A week after her murder, her mother and her brother walked into a grocery store and saw the accused murderer who had been released on bail. This proposal, now being pushed by her brother, would give crime victims the right to be treated with respect, fairness, and dignity, and the right to information about services and rights available to crime victims. It would also give victims the right to notification in a timely manner of major proceedings and developments in the case or changes to an offender status. Additionally, it would give victims the right to be present at court proceedings and provide input to a prosecutor before a plea deal is struck. And it would also give them the right to be heard at pleas or sentence proceedings or any process that might grant an offender's release. Finally, it would provide them with the right to restitution. The co-founder of Ohio Mothers Against Drunk Driving, Andrea Raykamp, says it would not ensure these rights for crime victims at the expense of the offender.
Everything that we're doing does not diminish any of the offender's rights. This is just going to give the right to the victim, which is a fundamental justice principle.
The advocates say Marcy's Law would not impact the rights of the accused and would not make the victim a party to the case. The prosecutor would remain in control and handle all decision-making in the prosecution of the crime. And backers of the amendment say it would not cause unnecessary delays in the criminal process. Mike Brickner with the American Civil Liberties Union of Ohio says his group will be watching to make sure it doesn't.
There are aspects of this that may interfere with the defense counsel being able to properly depose or get information from victims of crime. And, of course, we want to be sensitive to the impact that that may have on victims, but we also have to make sure that the person who is being put on trial is able to mount a vigorous defense.
Once the Ohio Attorney General determines at least 1,000 valid petition signatures have been submitted, the group circulating them must collect more than 305,000 additional valid signatures. And if that happens by July 5th, voters could see this proposed constitutional amendment on the ballot this fall. Joe Ingles, at the Ohio Public Radio, Statehouse News Bureau.